Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly, the film O Canada.
I'd just like to talk about one film this week. It's a movie called O Canada, and it's a very, very recent film. It came out last year, so it's not a brand new film, but it came out not very long ago. And it's just such an interesting movie that I thought it would be nice to return to it now that a home video version of it, a disc of it, has been put out by the Kino Lorber Company, which does very good work. And it's just such an interesting movie in so many ways. I thought it would be nice to turn back to it again. It came out theatrically not long ago, and now it's out on home video. And it's a movie by Paul Schrader, a very important filmmaker who does very interesting work. He's most famous for movies like Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, which he did not direct. He wrote them, but Martin Scorsese directed them. But Paul Schrader has also directed many, many movies of his own, and O Canada is one of those. One of the interesting things about O Canada is that it is the very long-delayed reunion between Paul Schrader, the writer-director, and Richard Gere, the movie star. They made American Gigolo way, way back in 1980, very famous movie. And the funny thing there is that American Gigolo made Paul Schrader into a really important filmmaker way back in 1980 when he was near the beginning of his career. And it certainly helped to make Richard Gere into a huge movie star, such a big movie star that Paul Schrader could no longer afford to pay him the fees that he demanded. So they haven't worked together since 1980. But now in O Canada, these two guys have gotten together again. So we have a Paul Schrader movie starring Richard Gere, who gives, by the way, an excellent performance in the film. The movie is based on a novel by Russell Banks, who died recently, actually. And Russell Banks published this novel back in 2021. It was one of his last novels before he died. And the original title of the novel was O Canada. But another book was coming out around the same time with a similar title. So the publisher wanted something different. So Russell Banks changed the title of the novel to Forgone. It's a very good novel. I recommend it. I've read it more than once. But making the movie version of it, Paul Schrader gave it the title that Russell Banks really preferred, which is O Canada. Those words come from the Canadian National Anthem. And Canada plays a very important part in this novel and in this movie, although it takes place mainly in very different places. A lot of it takes place in Massachusetts. A lot of it takes place in the American South. So it's a movie that jumps around a bit. But it's called O Canada, and Canada, again, is very important in it. Paul Schrader is known for what are sometimes called man in a room movies, where you have a man who's sitting in a room and he's writing some sort of a diary, some sort of a journal, and he's putting down his thoughts. And the movie recurs to that from time to time. That's the kind of movie that Schrader, not always, but often has made, going way back to Taxi Driver, which he wrote back in the 1970s. In this case, it's not a man alone in a room writing a diary or a journal. In fact, the man in the room has all kinds of company. There's a whole documentary film crew in there, because this time, instead of writing a journal or a diary, the main character of the movie, his name is Leo Fyfe, played by Richard Gere, he is now giving his thoughts to this documentary film crew who want to pay honor to this man by making a documentary about him. This is in Montreal now. Again, this is the Canadian part of the movie. And the main character, Leo Fyfe, played by Richard Gere, is an American who emigrated to Canada way, way back many, many years ago, and there became himself a very honored and famous documentary filmmaker. Now he is old. He is old and he is sick, and he probably isn't going to be living much longer. So he has invited a couple of his former students. One of them, by the way, the director of this documentary within the film, is played by Michael Imperioli. And they are going to make this video record of the memories and confessions of this guy, Leo Fyfe, who himself is a very famous documentary filmmaker. And the reason that Leo Fyfe is doing this, the reason that he has allowed these documentary filmmakers to come into his home in Montreal and record his thoughts and his memories and his confessions, is not because he wants to tell the public about his life through a big documentary that will be shown on Canadian television. It's because he wants to let his wife know certain things, certain secrets that he has never told her before. Now he knows he is going to die soon, and he thinks he has to tell her these things, but he says to himself, if I just get her in a room and just talk to her, I will start lying to her, as I've been doing throughout our entire marriage for years and years. I have to be on camera. I have to be in a movie myself. And then I know that I will tell the truth, and then she will hear the truth. She has to be in the room. If she ever gets up and leaves the room, then Leo stops talking. And he says, I'm not going to talk anymore until she comes back. And so she comes back. And over the course of the movie, we find out the history of this man, Leo Fyfe. He is known to be a very principled American who left the United States and moved to Canada and stayed there back in the 60s rather than fight in the Vietnam War. Now, of course, that happened to a lot of people, a lot of young men who, for reasons principled or otherwise, did not want to fight in Vietnam. Some of them emigrated to Canada and stayed there and forged new lives there. But what we find out over the course of this movie, which is called O Canada, is that our main character, Leo Fyfe, wasn't really such a principled person after all. In fact, the reason he didn't fight in the Vietnam War was that he faked being gay to his draft board, and they wouldn't take him because that's the way things were in the military draft back in the 1960s, and he fled to Canada as a way of keeping out of personal responsibilities that he was just too immature to handle. And then we find out things about an earlier marriage that he had and a child that he had from that earlier marriage who he has never, ever related to and always kept away, sometimes very cruelly over decades and decades. And here he is in Canada, and he is so famous and so respected for making socially alert documentaries, documentaries about social problems like pedophile priests and the oppression of Indigenous people and things like this. But then we find out that even the movie that launched him as a socially responsible filmmaker, it was an expose of secret tests of Agent Orange, the defoliant that was used in the Vietnam War by the Americans, was just, he happened to be in the right place at the right time. He was not some clever sleuth who tracked down all of these facts. So these are the things. The public has this inaccurate idea of him as being far more socially responsible and probably even far more clever than he actually is. And to his wife, he's been lying for years and years and years. And now he wants to set the record straight with the public and above all with his wife by sitting there and talking to this documentary camera. And that is what we are seeing in the course of this movie. We are seeing Leo talking to the documentary camera in his living room, and we are having flashbacks to all these different phases of his life. And the great irony of this man talking to the camera within the movie that we're watching is that he is a totally unreliable narrator. His mind is unsteady. He's a very, very old man now. His memories are far from certain. His motivations are very suspect. The things he is talking about, the history of himself that he's giving is full of holes. And he himself gets confused about what did or didn't happen, even as he's talking to the camera during all of this. Now, none of this is exactly his fault. He's a very, very ill man at the very end of his life. But you might kind of wonder if anything was really being accomplished here. Even the secrets that he wants to now set the record straight on with the public about his career and with his wife about the secrets in his past. Even these things here may or may not be entirely true. So that's what we're watching in this movie. We're watching this man talk to a documentary camera, and then we're seeing all of these flashbacks to different times in his life in the past. And we have Richard Gere playing himself as an old man, something like 80 years old. And we also have him every once in a while showing up in earlier scenes as an old man. But also we have scenes, many scenes of him as a young man, where the same character is played by Jacob Elordi. Wonderful cast in this movie. Jacob Elordi, Richard Gere, Uma Thurman is in it. I already mentioned Michael Imperioli. So that is what we're watching. We're watching a man confessing his past to the camera, but the confessions that he's giving probably are not very accurate at all, and we're seeing flashbacks to all these different parts of his life in various different places. Now, this sounds like sort of a confusing story, and it would be that with all these flashbacks and these jumps around in time and so forth and so on. But what Paul Schrader has done is worked very hard to keep the audience clued in to exactly what's happening. So as we watch the movie, the aspect ratio, that is the shape of the screen, will change from widescreen to a narrower square kind of a screen. Some scenes are in color, some scenes are in black and white. So these things help us to keep the story straight as we're watching all this. And they also keep us aware that everything we see and hear in this movie is being filtered through the consciousness of a man who is very, very old and probably in the process of dying and wasn't all that honest to begin with. So sometimes we have voiceovers spoken by the character of Leo, and then all of a sudden some of the voiceovers are spoken by the son that he has stayed away from through his entire life. And sometimes the old Leo shows up in scenes where we'd expect to see the younger Leo, and all of these kinds of things, which may confuse us a little bit, but that's only because the main character of the movie and the story that he is telling are themselves kind of confused. So, O Canada is a really fascinating movie in all kinds of ways. I mentioned already that it is the long-delayed reunion between Paul Schrader, the writer-director, and Richard Gere, the movie star. And they do a wonderful job in this movie. They still work together after all these years just beautifully. Also, Jacob Elordi was an excellent choice to play the younger version of the same character. He looks like Gere, more or less. He's a whole lot taller than Gere. Jacob Elordi is a very tall actor. But, you know, you can manage that with the way you hold the camera and so forth. And Jacob Elordi really has the acting skills to convey that main character's slippery mixture of charm and not complete honesty. Uma Thurman and Michael Imperioli are just terrific as the filmmakers within the film itself. Schrader has described the movie O Canada as a movie about the dying process, and he's also described the Russell Banks novel as being a novel about the dying process, and that really is what both the novel and the movie are about. They are about a very, very old man who has a very little time to go in his life. This brings out a little bit of another side of Paul Schrader's personality as an artist, which is the religious side. Paul Schrader has always been fascinated in concepts of religion, and I expected there may to be a lot of that in this movie a bit. And there are some, because after all, it is a movie about dying. But actually, it has other influences on it as well. For example, there are quite a number of references to Jack Kerouac's famous novel, On the Road, because Russell Banks, the novelist, when he was young, was inspired by that book and kind of went on youthful ramblings around. And Schrader expected to actually have a whole sequence in this movie where the main character is kind of on the road and wandering around from place to place. But he couldn't do it because it would have been too expensive. But that's another influence on the movie. And of course, there's a whole lot in the film about the Vietnam War era. As it happens, Paul Schrader did not himself serve in Vietnam. He had asthma, so he was 4F, and they wouldn't take him. But in his commentary on this new video edition of O Canada, he expresses respect for those who chose to go to Canada, as long as they had better motivations than Leo Fife has in this movie. And he also expresses great respect for people who chose to go and join the battle and fight in Vietnam. For example, the filmmaker Oliver Stone, who did exactly that. So it's a movie with a whole lot of things going on in it. It's very, very much about movie about the dying process. It's very much a movie about the Vietnam era. And it's very much the personal story of a man with a difficult, checkered past, which was honest in some ways, dishonest in other ways, both professionally and personally. And it's about his efforts to finally clear his conscience by revealing everything to the world and revealing everything to his wife. But by now, he is so kind of old and ill and sort of shaky in his mind that he's not able to do that completely effectively. It sounds like a dark and disturbing movie. Actually, I found it quite a fascinating movie and a very philosophical movie that tells a very personal story in a very emotional and at the same time intellectually stimulating way. So if you like Richard Gere, if you like the films of Paul Schrader, then Oh Canada is a movie that you shouldn't miss. And again, it's out on home video now, and I recommend it. Oh Canada is, oh, a pretty good film. And that is, oh, my story this week.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Sterrett, Films in Focus, the film Oh Canada.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.